Welcome to the Covenant Community Church podcast. We hope that this teaching will bless you. Share with us how God is moving in your life and how this message impacts you by emailing us at media@covenantcc.net. Are you ready? It's time for the Word.
All righty. If you have a Bible, I want you to go to Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Let me get this. We're going to wrestle with questions tonight, and your notes will take, it's going to take us more than tonight to fill those notes in. But we're going to wrestle with one of the hardest questions ever asked, and that is, can you lose your salvation? We're going to wrestle with the question, does God predestine us and choose who's going to get saved, or do we have free will? We're going to wrestle with the oldest questions in theology, one of them that is the pertinent question of the day. Do you have grace and can you live any way you want and not lose your salvation? We're going to answer those as we go on. But as in anything, we have to make sure that we define the argument. In other words, if we just jump in, can you lose your salvation? We're in trouble. And number two, it's got to be put in the right context. And so I've got to build the framework for you, with you, for us to really look at that question. And to do so, it's going to be methodical. It has to be methodical. So I want to start off. Go to Romans chapter 8 and let me read you what is called the basis for Calvinism. And I'm going to explain all of this in just a minute. And I'm going to stop when it gets 8 o'clock because it's a school night. And we're going to go on this journey until December, Christmas. John, let me get to John. I don't have my contacts on tonight. I've got glasses and I lose my equilibrium and I bump into all kinds of things. John chapter 6, verse 37. John chapter 6, verse 37. It is the foundation. Excuse me. Romans chapter 8. You have to bear with me. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Let me take these off. Okay. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. This is what's called the foundation of Calvinism. And you've got it written on your paper. I'm not writing the word Calvinism on the board. Calvinism is the belief that you cannot lose your salvation. Calvinism is the belief that God chose you and that you did not choose him. And he therefore chose you in such a way that unless he chose you, you're going to hell. And that is Calvinism. I'm going to go deep into that tonight, but look at the basis for Calvinism. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Now, I want you to be reminded of something before I even read the first verse. This argument between can you lose your salvation, which is Calvinism versus Arminianism. This argument of once I'm saved, I'm always saved, or God could come back and if I sinned, he's going to leave me behind because I didn't live a righteous life and my free will wasn't good enough, wasn't effective enough. This whole argument is not 2,000 years old. Ironically, in Georgia, and I was talking about in the elders back there in the church where we pray before we come out here, the oldest argument in the scriptures is over oneness doctrine. How many of you didn't know that? That's a huge one. It goes to the Council of Nicene Sabellianism. But this doctrine of Calvinism versus Arminianism is only about 600 years old. So this is not an argument of the New Testament church, but it is the argument of the day. Can you lose your salvation? So how many of you are ready to go on a journey? All right? And it's going to be all fall, so let's go. Go ahead and start at verse 28. For we know that all things work together for the good to them that love the God. I believe that. Those who are called according to his purpose. Now here's Calvinism. For those he foreknew, he also predestined and to be conformed into the image of his son so that he would be the firstborn amongst many brethren. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. So Calvinism says that everyone in this room has been predestined. That you didn't find your way here haphazardly. It was irresistible grace that drew you. That you could not leave God if you tried. That's what Calvinism says. It says that you cannot lose your salvation, which I believe there's some truth to that that has to be balanced out with a reality, and we'll get into that as the weeks go by. But it says, Calvinism says, that God chooses certain people to go to heaven and certain people to go to hell. That's also part of Calvinism, all right? Look, and let's look at Arminianism. Go with me to John chapter 6, verse 37. That's why I said that a while ago. John chapter 6, verse 37. And let's look at a basic verse. And I'm going to literally give you dozens and dozens and dozens of verses through this study. John chapter 6, verse 37. It says, "Everyone the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from the heaven not to do my will, but the will of him that sent me." In other words, it kind of gives you the understanding that people can come to God, and whoever comes to God or came to God, God will not reject. So that's a problem for Calvinists, because you don't decide whether you're coming or not. God decides. And go to Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Let me show you two verses on this. I'm not trying to convince you of what to believe at this point. I'm going to let you weigh the evidence and we'll reason it together. But go to Titus, and Titus chapter 2, verse 11, it says, "For the grace of God has appeared with salvation for all people." And all in the Greek means all. So on one hand, the Bible says that God predestined those who would be in this room, and that he chooses who's going to heaven and who's going to hell. Calvinism. And then on the other hand, Arminianism, it says that God says that all people should come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. He said, "Whosoever will." And so you find scriptures for both sides. That's why it's always been the argument of the ages, theologically. And I'm excited about getting into this. I need you to understand a couple little rules as we start, okay? Number one, I need you to understand that when Satan entered into the garden in the book of Genesis, he didn't come with supernatural powers. He came with an idea. And ideas are so dangerous and so powerful that you have to be very careful about what you believe. Because if you believe the wrong thing, then you're in trouble. An idea can condemn you. In other words, I can say that God doesn't love me. That's an idea. I can say that I think I'm going to get into heaven and not forgive somebody. That's an idea. But both of them go against Scripture. And so when you really understand that this concept has been around a long time and that what you believe really matters, then it becomes pretty important. So let's start in our notes right here. Are you ready? Say amen. Number one, Calvinism is another word to say predestination. Why is it predestination? Because of Romans. God predestined who he foreknew. In other words, God, if he's all-knowing, he should know who's getting saved in the first place. And he foreknew who was going to get saved, so he predestined those people. And so he already knows who's going to heaven and hell. But Calvinism goes a step further and says he selected those that are going to go to heaven and hell. And that's one of the problems I got with Calvinism. It leaves some people in and some people out. I believe that the cross was for everyone. So there's one point against Calvinism, but I'm going to give you good points towards Calvinism. So Calvinism is based on a theological belief and a teaching from a guy named John Calvin. You'll see it started around the 1500s. He was a leader of the Reformation, and it centers around the supremacy and the sovereignty of God, that God can do what he wants. Nobody can tell God what to do. And I believe that. And he has what's called 5 points, or tulips is what you call it when you're a Calvinist. 5 points of Calvinism. People will say, "I'm a 5-point Calvinist." R.T. Kendall that comes here is a 5-point Calvinist. There are other people who say, "I'm a 4-point Calvinist." And we'll get into those understandings a little later. But a Calvinist has literally 5 points. Now, Arminian means free will. That God created man, and then he gives you free will to choose him or to reject him. And so that is the difference between Calvinism, predestination, and Arminianism, free will. You've got to understand, you've got to frame this theological words, these theological words, to answer the question, if you're saved, are you always saved? Can you fall from grace? Is it possible to lose your salvation? It's all rooted in Calvinism and Arminianism. And until you understand the argument, you cannot effectively reply to it and say, oh, this is what I believe. So I got to give you a good foundation. Look at Calvinism versus Arminianism. And I'm going to go hit the high points only tonight and go as far as I can. Number one, both of them address God's sovereignty. God's sovereignty. All right? God's sovereignty. Number one, Calvinism says that God is sovereign and he predestined who he wanted to go to heaven. It's his heaven after all. And he foreknew and he planned. Now we know that God plans. There's a marriage supper of the Lamb. We know that he planned from the foundation of the earth, a Lamb of God was slain. We know that he planned Calvary. We know that he planned crucifixion. So it's not inordinate to say God plans. But what you have to realize is that Calvinism is predetermined. Arminianism, God has limited control and correspondence with man's freedom. In other words, God doesn't usurp man's freedom. He creates man, and he says, you're going to choose. And I think there's some good theology there, because there's two trees in the garden in the beginning, and in Revelations there's only one tree. The choice is taken away. Calvinists really can't answer why there is depravity or why there is suffering in this world. There is no answer to suffering for a Calvinist, because they cannot say that there were two trees and now there's one tree, and when there's one tree, God's going to do away with grace, and he's going to do away with holiness, and your choice is going to be taken away. That's an interesting point about Calvinism. Calvinism has no answer for suffering of humanity. Arminianism does. Now, God's sovereignty, predestined or free will. Then there's man's depravity. Man's depravity is talking about how man fell. Depravity means how man fell. D-E-P-R-A-V-I-T-Y. Man fell from grace. Man fell from the perfect state. Man made a choice and he fell. Calvinism believes because of the fall that, and you have to realize this, Calvinism believes because of the fall and the absolute destruction of the fall, that it is absolutely impossible for you to have any connection with God. That you're not able at all to desire him, to find him, or to be aware of him. That the fall means total depravity. In other words, all of the electrical units were knocked out at the fall. In other words, there's no way for God to touch that center, Zoe, in the Greek, in the Hebrew, where God gives life, Zoe life. There's no way to touch that and to light and put the electricity back on, to turn the lights on, unless God flips the switch and chooses you for salvation. So total depravity for a Calvinist means that there's no way for you to communicate God. I have a little problem with that, because I know that when I was lost, God dealt with me. How many of you can say the same thing? All right, so there's a strike against Calvinism, another one. So when it comes to man's depravity, Arminianism believes in what's called prevenient grace, P-R-E-V-E-N-I-E-N-T, prevenient, which means God's grace intervened. He pre-intervened before you accepted him. He introduced himself to you. The Bible says no man comes to God unless the Holy Spirit draws him. So prevenient grace means that he gave you enough of grace to say, look, there he is. He gave you just enough of grace so that you would know there's a God. The Bible even says that the knowledge that there's a God is even written on nature and written in the hearts of man. So prevenient grace is a very stable theology that God somehow, everyone, I don't care if you go to Africa, whether you go to Asia, whether you go to, I've been all over the world, wherever you go, people, regardless of Christianity, Islam, Judaism, or whatever, Buddhism, believe in God. They seek something higher. Civilizations, as long as man has been in civilization, he sought something from God. Even going to Stonehenge, all the way back to primitive man, they always sought an existence of God. To me, that's proof of a prevenient grace, that God intervened. That he came and he introduced yourself. How many of you believe God dealt with you before you were saved? That's prevenient grace. So you have God's sovereignty, you have man's depravity, and then you have election. And this is where it gets real interesting. Calvinism believes before the foundation of the world, God unconditionally chose some to be saved. That he chose some to be saved and he chose some not to be saved. If you're in this room, then he chose you to be saved. How many be glad if you're a Calvinist, you're chosen? Of course you are. How fortunate for you. Arminianism believes that God knows who's going to get saved and who's not going to get saved. But at the same time, he lets people choose with their own free will who's saved and who's not saved. Look at Christ's atonement. Atonement means the gospel. Jesus died on a cross and his blood paid the penalty for sin. Atonement. Calvinism believes that Jesus Christ died to save only those who were given to him, the elected, by the Father. Romans 8 is how they introduce that. Romans 8 suggests that God the Father chose his people and who were going to be his people. And God, Jesus, came and died for those people who were going to be his people. But God predestined those people to be saved. And he predestined other people to go to hell. That's Calvinism. And so you have to be careful calling yourself strictly a Calvinist or strictly an Arminianist. Because there's things about Calvinism I believe. There's things about Arminianism I believe. But at the end of the day, I believe that God for so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever shall believe on him should repent and have eternal life. Amen? So you have to be careful about that. But Calvinist believes but only the elect receive the atonement. Okay? And so that argument of once saved, always saved comes from a Calvinist standpoint that says I'm elect and I can't lose my salvation because God elected me. You have to be very careful listening to these people who don't know a lick of theology running around arguing whether you're once saved or not saved or whether you lose your salvation because they don't understand the argument in its entirety because they're not being taught like you're being taught right now to understand the foundation of the argument. All right? And so a Calvinist believes that you have to be elected. And Arminians say it's effective. The atonement is only effective to those that believe. And I can think of a dozen scriptures right now where Jesus says, believe on me. Anyone that believes. Belief is a personal thing and it's a personal responsibility. Well, you've got to believe. So an Arminian says, God through prevenient grace introduces himself to me, but I must choose him. I must choose to serve him. And then there's the point that I have to ask my Calvinist friends. Why evangelize if everybody's already elected? Why share the gospel if everybody already knows it? If it doesn't going to do any good to knock on your door, invite you to church, go to hell anyway, you know? Ain't nothing I can do about it. That would have saved me a lot of sleep in 37 years. If I already knew somebody's going to go to hell and I didn't have to mess with them. It's laughable, but it's the truth. But then the opposite extreme of Arminianism is you're in, you're out, you're in, you're out, you're in, you're out. Good days, bad days, but you know, and I don't like that either. So when you look at Christ as it relates to the atonement, it means that the elect, Calvinism, are those that believe through free will, Arminianism. Now, going down, when it comes to grace, Calvinism believes that God extends his common grace to all mankind. It is not sufficient to save anyone. Only God's irresistible grace can draw the elect to salvation and make a person willing to respond. This grace cannot be obstructed or resisted. I don't know about that. I know that I was really good at resisting grace. Anybody else in here like that? How many of you ran from God? Let me see your hands. What? You resisted grace. Calvinist says, no, you can't resist grace. They say you may struggle with it, but you are always going to be saved and you are never going to lose your salvation. You're the elect and you're going to want to serve God. And so a lot of people balance Calvinism with Arminianism by saying that if you were really saved, you couldn't go back in the first place. You ever hear people in this area say that once saved, always saved? If you were saved, you can't fall back? Well, where does it come from? It comes from the framework that says God chose you and grace is irresistible. For an Arminian, though, grace is irresistible too. In other words, it's so good you just don't want to resist it. But how many of you know the goodness of God can be rejected? The grace of God can be rejected because you choose. And Calvinism takes away choice, most certainly. Arminianism puts too much emphasis on choice in some ways to a fault. But Calvinism, it says God gives a grace for humans to live and have a happy life, and then he fries you at the end. That's what it says. Arminian, and I would respect that particular view of Calvinism a little better if God, if they were like Jehovah's Witnesses and they just said, in the end, your spirit just ceases to exist. But that's not what Calvinism says. God chooses who's going to heaven and who's going to hell. Arminianism, through prevenient grace, given to all of us by the Holy Spirit, makes man able to cooperate with God. God's grace removed the effect of Adam's sin because free will men are able to resist God's grace. In other words, grace can be resisted in Arminianism, but if we choose, we can receive the grace of God, the fullness of the grace of God, salvation. And so you have to choose if you're Arminian if for grace, but if you're a Calvinist, the choice is already made for you. And so they just simply say that people who fill up churches have been elected. You're the elect. And those that fall away never were elected. That's what they teach. When it looks at man's will, take a good look at that. Man's will. When you look at Calvinism, you look at Arminianism, Calvinism believers will persevere in salvation, but Arminianism will turn away. And this is one area that I'm a Calvinist in. I didn't always be a Calvinist, Billy Hargis. I can barely see you right now. I wasn't always a Calvinist in this area, but I believe very firmly my soteriology, which is the study of salvation, has changed drastically. I believe that salvation is obtained, that you are saved and you're being saved, and that he endures until the end is saved. So I think Calvinists have got something there when they say the one that sticks with it to the end is saved. But Calvinists takes it another step further and they say only the ones that made it to the end were saved to begin with. They say you can't lose your salvation because you've been elected. You've been selected and you can't resist it if you've been selected. Arminianism says, no, my free will made the selection. Therefore, my free will can undo the selection. And that's where people get into once saved, always saved, or can you lose your salvation? This is the framework. So man's will. Calvinism believes you're totally depraved and that it extends to the entire person, including the will. And unless God's irresistible grace comes and taps you and says, George Bash, you will be my follower, there is no way in the world you will ever be saved. Irresistible grace. And then you cannot, therefore, lose irresistible grace. Arminianism says you choose from free will irresistible grace because it's so attractive and you make a choice. The point is that where people argue holiness or Calvinists, because Arminians are in the holiness tradition, Calvinists see holiness in God, but they see man as completely depraved. And that is where they can lose their salvation. That is where Arminianism has a problem, because where does it end where my choice and my free will says yes? Because my will fails me so many times. And even Paul said, I do the things I don't want to do. I do the things I don't will to do. And I don't do the things I will to do. So there is a problem certainly with the will, and this is an indictment against Arminianism. Where, how many of you know, you can try as hard as you want it to, but at the end of the day, without the help of the Holy Spirit, God's selection in your spirit, you're never going to get to the other side. You see how it's been such a huge argument for 600 years? So, perseverance. Calvinism believes you'll persevere in salvation. Arminian believes that because of the exercise of free will, that you can turn away from grace and you can lose your salvation. I think this is where it gets extremely exciting, and I wish we could get there tonight, but we won't. But let's get a little sneak peek. I have over 39 scriptures about apostasy in the Bible in your notes, and I had to stop because I was afraid I was going to run out of paper printing all these notes. I'll be giving you more, and I'll be giving you more about predestination and more scriptures about Arminianism. But if you think that there are no scriptures that clearly speak of apostasy, you have another thing coming. And so as a Calvinist Arminianism, you have to come to the conclusion that while you can lose your faith, It is not as if the Arminians have taught, because God's grace goes farther than you could ever experience. And what you will see, possibly, is that as long as you want to stay in the fight and you fight and you endure until the end, you got it. But if you ever give up the fight, and that's the danger of backsliding. Backsliding doesn't mean your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It means that you are getting ready to be deceived, as an apostasy is at your doorstep to lead you to renouncing Jesus Christ as the only way to heaven. And I see that everywhere amongst preachers. Yeah, preachers. I see it everywhere amongst people who used to serve God. They got to the place and they kept backsliding, kept getting more, I don't want to use the word liberal, but they kept getting away from Jesus being the only way to heaven. They kept getting away from the Bible being the inspired word of God. And if you have questions about that, call me. Let's go lunch. I'd love to talk to you about those things, because there is an enormous amount of proof for the historical narrative of the scriptures and for apologetics. No other God claimed to be God but Jesus. Show me where Buddha ever claimed to be God. Show me where Muhammad ever claimed to be God. Show me where any of them ever claimed to be God. They didn't. And that's for a sermon for another day. But here's the point. Is it possible, maybe, that the Calvinists and the Arminians are both right here? But Arminians should change their language to say apostasy is possible. Apostasy means not that you've lost your salvation. It means you have no salvation now. You don't even believe in it. And after all, that is an idea. And Calvinists say the ones that stick with it are the ones that are really saved. And the Bible says he that endures unto the end is saved. And it's going to be good for you to question some of this. All right, let's go down just a little bit further. Let me show you something. In Calvinism, I want to hit these high points real quick, and then we'll take questions and close tonight. In Calvinism, there's all the way you understand Calvinistic doctrine is the word tulip, T-U-L-I-P, tulip, okay? It means total depravity, T, tulip. It means unconditional election. It means limited atonement, and we're going to come back to these. Limited atonement, it means irresistible grace, and it means perseverance for the saints. Tulip, T-U-L-I-P, total depravity, I've explained that to you. Unconditional election, I've explained that to you. Limited atonement, I've explained that to you. Irresistible grace, I've explained that to you. Perseverance of the saints, I've explained that to you. Now you have to realize what I just gave you. I gave you the basic foundation for the doctrine of once you're saved, you're always saved and you can never lose your salvation. That's what I just gave you. Now we're going to build upon that. Now, when it comes to Arminianism, I want you to do me a favor and I want you to write something out to the side that, I wrote it out to the side and it's gone. Well, pooey. How in the world did that happen? Just a minute. Here it is. I wrote it on the wrong page. Right, fact. F-A-C-T. To remember Calvinism's foundation, okay? To remember Calvinism's foundation, you have to remember tulip. You cannot argue or answer the question, can you lose your salvation, or if once you're saved, all you're saved, always saved, without understanding tulip. The basic framework for Calvinism. Now, when it comes to Arminianism, Arminianism is this, and I'm going to give you the answers, and then I'm going to give you the way that you need to reorder this, okay? Number one, partial depravity. That you're only partially deprived, not to the point that God can't speak to you and that you could not respond. That you're conditional in your election based on your free will. That there is an unlimited atonement, which means there is anybody, whosoever will, can come to saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that grace can be resisted, resistible grace. So what you have is you have TULIP, which are the 5 points of Calvinism. And you have FACT, which are the 5 points of Arminianism. Let me put them in order for you. FACT, freed by grace. Atonement. Conditional election. And total depravity. So number one would be last. Freed by grace. Number four would be second or first. Atonement would be third. And conditional election is, third in total depravity. So fact, freed by grace, atonement, conditional election, and total depravity. That's how you can remember the foundation of Arminianism. Because Arminianism is 5 points. Calvinism is 5 points. It is TULIP, all right? Arminianism is fact, freed by grace, atonement, conditional election, and total depravity. Now, I want you to look at something for me. Look at your notes, and we're going to build on these notes and come back to these notes next week, so bring them with you. What is apostasy? Apostasy is actually falling away from the truth, and I've given you a definition. But I want you to look at the 39 scriptures that I have given you where the scripture clearly says to you, if you continue, look at 1 Timothy 4 and 1 through 2, verse 20. But the Spirit explicitly says that in latter times, the last days, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. It says, of 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5, but realize this, in the last days, difficult time will come. And it describes people who leave the faith. It tells 2 Timothy 4, people won't endure sound doctrine. In other words, the sound doctrine that you, if you don't forgive and you hold a grudge, the Bible says you're not getting into heaven. Elected or not elected. That's what the Bible says. You got to forgive to be forgiven. The one that bothers me the most is Hebrews 6, 4 and 6. Verse number 28. For in the case of those who have once been enlightened, saved, and have tasted of the heavenly gift of salvation, and have been partakers of the Holy Spirit, which is the only way you can get saved, is the Holy Spirit draw you, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, and then have fallen away. It doesn't get any plainer than that. It is impossible to renew them again to repentance. That one bothers me. It bothers me. And there's lots of scriptures that can bother you, like Romans 8 that God foreknew. He predestined. So, you have the basic framework that we're laying, and we'll build on this next week, of Calvinism and Arminianism. Predestination and free will.
We pray that you were blessed by this message. For more information about Covenant Community Church, please contact us at media@covenantcc.net or visit us online at covenantcc.net.